there are three key pillars to a new managed market approach: effective regulation, sizable public investment, and careful macroeconomic supervision. A managed market requires centralized, accountable institutions embracing their power to create stable and competitive markets where innovation can flourish and labor shares in the wealth. To help think about this new big picture, it helps to think small and look back to our history. The oldest continuously operating farmers market in the U.S., the Lancaster Central Market, is in the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch country. Local farmers started hauling their crops there in 1730, and today it still occupies the beautiful red brick building citizens built over a century ago in the center of the charming downtown of Lancaster. But the Lancaster Central Market hasn't survived through the centuries by luck or good fortune. The leaders of the market and of local government have tended to the market to help it flourish and grow. They have been guided by the same principles that can create broad-based American prosperity. The market is carefully regulated today and has been through its history. Back in the 18th century, the state designated the market site, and participants selected a market clerk to help with its day-to-day administration. Zoom forward nearly 300 years, and the market continues to function similarly today. A market association agrees on rules to facilitate commerce, like the days and times it's open. It creates basic standards to ensure cleanliness and quality, and that the goods are from small-scale sellers who act ethically and legally. The Lancaster market is not an exception. Everything from commercial mails to the NYSE relies on regulations to help create fairness and prosperity. When regulatory frameworks are clear and fairly applied, they engender a high level of trust and security for investors and consumers alike. Many institutions, like the SEC or the FTC, already exist in Washington to regulate markets. In addition to smart regulation, markets need public investment to flourish. In order to facilitate commerce at the Lancaster market, the local government had to invest. In 1889, the city built a large red brick airy market house in response to the demands of vendors and business owners for protected indoor space. Once the physical infrastructure was in place, the cost of setting up a stand went down for the merchants, and commerce could happen no matter the weather.